Let me go listen to Ruby. Hi, Ruby. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Dr. Wright. I want to talk about my skin, but I had one question. I was listening to you last week, and you said you were talking about oxytocin for maintaining regenerate muscles. And
you
then
got
you
it.
Listed some kind of item that stimulates RNA to build muscle, but I couldn't understand exactly what that word was, so I couldn't write it down right to look for it. It was something like Soma Orsima or something?
No, ma'am. Those are, there are different companies sell it. One of them sells it under SOMA, and the other one sells it under SUMA, but it is the same thing. And since we're early in the program, I'll spell the name of the herb for you. You got a pencil?
I'm at my computer, so I can do it.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work. It's PF.
P is in Paul.
Peter Frank. Or Paul Frank.
Peter Frank. Okay. Peter and then, Frank.
And then AF is in Albert Frank.
Okay.
And then another F for another Frank.
Uh-huh.
IA. Fafia.
I...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Somia.
No, it's S-O-M-A or S-U-M-A. Those are the trade names, the name of the herb. And look, it. If I'd been naming that herb, I never would have put such a silly name on it. But somebody did.
Oh, it's that's the herb. Okay, I get it.
There you go.
All right, good. All right, solve that. Now I'll deal with my skin.
Okay.
My skin doesn't like me, whether it's under my skin or over my skin. I have completely lost all the fat layer under my skin, and since I weigh 90 pounds, I didn't have any fat to begin with, and now I just have nothing, and I'm getting these huge blue veins, and I don't have any insulation. Is there any way to get some of that fat layer back?
Well, yeah, ma'am, but there may be more than just putting in the things that help rejuvenate that. I'm kind of wondering, am I guessing correctly to think that you possibly are born more than 60 years ago?
That would be correct.
Okay. Well, there we go to an article published by the Mayo Clinic in 1932, in which they told us that by the time we all get to be 60, that half of us have a particular impairment in the digestive tract that seems to, among other things, come with time. It also, by the way, can be caused by allergy, can be caused by bacteria, but they didn't look for cause there. They just said by the time these 3,400 people got to be in their 60s, what do you know, half of them had low acid in the stomach. Now, if we have low acid in the stomach, we usually have symptoms. But here's the kicker. I got a 1942 textbook that tells me that although the usual symptoms of low stomach acid are the food just sits in the stomach, we burp and belch after meals, we bloat up a little bit, sometimes we're a little constipated, those are the usual symptoms, they said as many as 20% don't have a symptom in the world. And yet, well, let me tell you about a gentleman who came down here from Vancouver, B.C.
Let me interrupt you just a minute,
yes, ma'am,
to the fact that I've actually been to your clinic and had the acid test, and I do have low acid.
Okay.
Not bottomed out, but lower than it should be.
Okay. Well, you see, that leads to another digestive problem. The way digestion goes, and this is the way it was in nature and creation made it, I guess, is that after the food is fully acidified, and notice I said fully acidified, not even just partially sometimes, and it leaves the stomach, why, that full acid triggers a hormone, and that hormone was discovered in 1901, and the guy who discovered it won a Nobel Prize for it. It's called secretin. Anyway, it triggers the secretin hormone, and it's necessary for that secretin hormone to travel to the pancreas and tell the pancreas, okay, your turn, now start turning on the digestive enzymes. So sometimes, without one, the acid full, one doesn't get the other either, and so the digestion just doesn't work very good. And by the way, I forgot to mention that that acid also triggers the gallbladder to release bile, particularly if there's fat accompanying the acid. And so everything digests really nice. So the point is, ma'am, that to restore at least partially, and I can't ever tell you it'd be completely, but at least partially some of the thickness of the skin, what's necessary is to make sure everything that you're eating not only is good food and hopefully a lot of it organic and grass-fed and all that good stuff, but also that it's completely digested and assimilated into your system. Now, how can you tell other than just, okay, I'm going to take my hydrochloric acid with meals, and I'm going to eat good meals, and I'm going to take pancreatic digestive enzymes after meals, that's the way nature does it, to make sure that I'm keeping my digestion up to a reasonable facsimile of what it was when I was 20 and could eat half the contents of the refrigerator and not complain too much.
Well, let me catch you a minute. You
please
said,
do.
HCL before meals and enzymes after, right?
Almost, ma'am. You're almost correct. HCL during meals, because you never want to take a hydrochloric acid capsule and the phone rings and you answer the phone and the acid got nothing to digest, so it just sits there bothering your stomach. So you eat a little food, take one, eat a little food, take one, that way. And then after the food...
Okay, well, I do take enzymes, although I didn't have the after, right? But the HCL may be different now. When I first tried to take it, it just ate me alive.
I had
reflux, and so I ultimately ended up giving up gluten. And so now I don't have the reflux anymore, and mm-hmm. I don't know, should I try taking the HCL again?
Before you do that, call the clinic, ask for one of the medical assistants. You could ask for Virginia. She's my medical assistant. You can ask any of the medical assistants because all of them know where to find the stomach lining protocol of nutrients. And it's a little long, and there's folks waiting to go over all six of them right now, but they'll mail it to you for free. Don't worry about that. And what it lists are, oh, I took my hydrochloric acid and burned my stomach. Okay, we have to rebuild the lining of the stomach somewhat. I wish that rebuilding would make the stomach secrete acid. It doesn't. But what it does do is strengthen the lining enough so, now I can handle my hydrochloric acid. Yes, I had to take six different types of pills for approximately 6 to 8 weeks. But when I quit doing that, I didn't have to take them anymore. And now I can take my hydrochloric acid. It doesn't bother me. And that works about 90 to 95% of the time, ma'am. It's just called the stomach.
So am able to take the HCL and the enzymes, should that then help get some of my fat back?
It should get back a lot of things in your body, including the fat, not just the fat, ma'am. But of course, you'd be having to eat fat precursors. Now, another thing that's missing from the skin, it's not just the fat, ma'am. It's something called collagen. Collagen. You know about collagen. It's a protein that is very, very common in the skin, and it gives the skin a lot of its thickness, not just the fat. Particularly in skinny people, it gives the skin a lot of its thickness. So once you're able to digest your food and you think you're doing pretty good there, the other thing to do is to look in the natural food store for something called Centella Asiatica. I did not make it up. Here we go. Centella.
Uh-huh.
And then you know how to spell Asiatic? Sure. Just spell Asiatic like in Asia and put an A on the end. Asiatica.
I've got it. Okay.
Okay. Now, that'll have to be digested too, ma'am. So I don't know if I'd get it right away. But Centella Asiatica has been found to stimulate the little fibroblasts that make collagen, and it's one of the better skin-thickening herbs out there, but it has to have the raw materials to work with what the digestion is all about. So, and it has to be digested itself. Now, one other thing before I let you go, because there are a couple folks waiting here patiently, and that is that there are two ways of telling whether you're making progress in getting things digested that are pretty simple. The first one is called a hair mineral analysis. The doctors at Toma Clinic do that. You turn a piece of hair to the laboratory and they tell you your mineral distribution. And most people who are not digesting real well have a suboptimal distribution of minerals, with a lot of them below median instead of just a couple, three below median. The other thing that does require a little more hassle is getting blood drawn and checking what are called fasting plasma amino acids. Amino acids, of course, are the digestion products of protein, and the stomach acid pepsin mostly digests protein. And then secondly, the mineral test, the minerals all have to be separated from the so-called organic matrix, which I know is a bit sexist because there's no matrix in Seattle, just a matrix, but that's the way it goes. Well, we got to be fair and balanced, don't we, in Seattle? Yeah, we sure do. Okay. So anyway, it separates them from the organic material. And if they can't be separated from the organic material, a lot of them are not going to get in. And thirdly, there is a fun, not fun, stool test. And one of the things they check on that is all the fat being digested? So if you really want to monitor things, and if you were an engineer, you would, and I don't know if you're an engineer, but all the engineers I know, oh, wow, they want to monitor all the data every which way. Those are the things to consider talking to a Tahoma Clinic doctor about. And there we go, ma'am.
Okay. So the last thing, the Asiatica, do you have an idea what the dosage would be?
Not in mind, ma'am, but I do know that if people are trying to get their skin rebuilt and they got their digestion back, to start with, they got to go fairly heavy on them, 4 or 5 a day, and then that takes a while, and as progress is seen, they can sometimes back off.
Okay, and then these three tests are then things that they can check on and see whether I'm actually digesting, and if not, we can figure that out later.
That's correct. That's the point. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your time. You have an excellent day.
Well, you too, ma'am.